So I want to explain just a few things before we start breaking you off into groups.
Prije nego što se razdijelimo po grupama, želio bih vam objasniti par stvari.
We mentioned that we want you to make some advancement from this course.
Kao što sam spomenuo, želio bih da svi napredujete na ovom tečaju.
Not just to hear something, but for you to participate and to improve in your devotional life.
Ne želim samo da slušate, već i da sudjelujete te poboljšate svoj duhovni život.
There are certain problems we have in our different projects, our communities, our temples.
Postoje različiti problemi s kojima se suočavamo u našim zajednicama, društvima i hramovima.
And there are certain blocks we have as devotees within our own life.
A također postoje određene prepreke koje imamo kao bhakte u svom osobnom životu.
So we want to try to give you some spiritual technology, some tools how to resolve certain types of problems.
I stoga bih vam želio dati određene alatke, odnosno duhovne načine na koje možemo riješiti te probleme.
Because see, the devotional process, it works, it's a science.
Jer je proces devocije znanstven. On djeluje.
But in any science, it works if we employ the science in the proper way.
A svaka znanost će funkcionirati ukoliko je primijenimo na pravilan način.
Friends, when we see that somebody falls down, it means that they didn't apply the science properly.
Ukoliko vidimo da neko padne, to znači da nije na pravilan način primijenio znanost.
Someone is advancing very fast, it means they're definitely engaged in the science in a healthy way.
A ukoliko netko jako brzo napreduje, to je siguran znak da vrlo pravilno koristi ovu znanost.
We are not into moksha, so we're not just trying to save ourselves, but we're trying to spread the mission all around the world.
Nas ne zanima moksha, odnosno ne pokušavamo spasiti samo sebe, već nas zanima i cijeli svijet.
And we're trying to help each other.
I želimo pomoći jedni drugima.
So first I want to start up by asking you a question.
Stoga želim započeti postavljajući vam jedno pitanje.
So first question is, all of us are here, we've joined this movement, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Pitanje je sljedeće. Svi se nalazimo ovdje kao pripadnici Međunarodnog društva za svjesnost Krišne.
So first question I want to ask you, and we want no one to be shy in this course.
Prvo pitanje koje vam želim postaviti i molim vas da se niko ne srami.
If you have some idea, something comes to you, then you raise your hand and express it.
Ukoliko vam nešto pade na pamet i želite to reći, molim vas učinite tako.
So our first question is, what is ISKCON? What is this International Society for Krishna Consciousness?
Prvo pitanje je, što je ISKCON? Što je to Međunarodno društvo za svjesnost Krišne?
Some of you have been devotees a few months, some a few years. Some maybe even up to a decade, maybe over 10 years.
Neki od vas bhakte su tek koji mjesec, neki nekoliko godina, a neki od vas sigurno su ovdje 10 godina ili više.
Most of you, or many of you have taken initiation.
Mnogi od vas su primili inicijaciju.
So you've given your life, or you're trying to give your life to this particular mission.
I stoga ste posvetili ili pokušavate posvetiti svoj život ovoj misiji.
So what is this? What is this society?
I stoga, što je ovo društvo?
So someone give some answers.
Molim vas, neka netko pokuša odgovoriti.
There's no wrong answer to this. There's no right or wrong. It's, any answer you give is probably going to be right.
Ne postoji točan ili pogrešan odgovor. Vjerojatno će svi odgovori koje date biti točni.
But we like to hear different answers.
Ali želim čuti različite odgovore.
So raise your hand. Yes.
This is a society which can bring us closer to God.
Okay. Society can bring us closer to God? Yes?
To je skupina ljudi koji imaju iste ciljeve u svom životu. Ovo je misija Chaitanya Mahaprabhuva. Prabhupadina volja. Želja.
A few others? Yes. Okay.
To je duhovni svijet koji je prebačen u materijalni svijet. To je mjesto na kojem se možemo jako dobro zabaviti.
Maybe one or two more. Anyone else? Yes.
To je mjesto zanimanja.
So you see the different answers. It's a place for find out more about God, place for having fun, place for education, a place for bringing the spiritual world into the present environment. So we've all joined, and these are some of the reasons.
Mogli ste ovdje čuti različite odgovore, da je ovo društvo namijenjeno tome da nas približi više Bogu, da produhovi materijalni svijet, da nas obrazuje I tako dalje. Znači, svaki ima neki određeni razlog zašto je pristupio ovom društvu.
You want to ask? Okay.
It is a place where we can be humans in the proper meaning of the word.
Okay. So we want all of you to think about what you heard as we go through this course.
I želio bih da svi vi razmislite o ovome što smo sada čuli tijekom ovog tečaja.
It means sometimes a little different to different persons, but we see that all of these things are part of what this particular society entails.
Možete vidjeti da značenje, da se značenje ovog društva ponešto razlikuje od jedne do druge osobe, no općenito svi imamo istu ideju što je ono.
Now, there's one definition that Prabhupada often gives.
Postoji jedna definicija koju Prabhupada često navodi.
Prabhupada says that the Krishna conscious movement is a cultural movement for re-spiritualizing society.
Prabhupada često kaže da je ovo kulturni pokret namijenjen produhovljenju društva.
A culture means everything. How you eat, how you sleep, how you mate, how you defend, what your values and goals are. A culture involves all of our senses.
Kultura znači sve. To je način na koji jedemo, način na koji pijemo, način na koji se razmnožavamo, način na koji spavamo. Kultura je nešto što obuhvaća sva naša osjetila.
Now notice Prabhupada said it's for re-spiritualizing, literally re-spiritualizing the planet.
Možete primijetiti da Prabhupada ovdje koristi riječ ponovno produhovljenje. To se odnosi na produhovljenje cijele planete.
That means Krishna consciousness really involves our mind, our intelligence, our senses, our entire body. It's a cultural expression.
I to znači da svjesnost Krišne uključuje naš um, naše riječi, našu svjesnost I cijelo naše tijelo.
But it's not just a culture for us. Prabhupada said it's a culture for re-spiritualization. That means we do it and we are to spread it throughout the world.
Međutim, možete primijetiti da Prabhupad ovdje govori o produhovljenju, što znači da to nije kultura samo za nas, već je namijenjena tome da se širi.
So we can spread the mission around the world if it's actually effective first within ourselves.
Misiju možemo proširiti cijelim svijetom tek onda kad je ona učinkovita za nas.
So Daniel, you're on the board. Re-spiritualization. There's some markers. Let's put a culture, re-spiritualization. I'm going to put on a board so that you can remember some of these things. Culture. Let's try to write for Reese. Hopefully, in the back, can you see? Somewhat? You see the board? The re-spiritualization. See, if our motto does not work within ourselves, then we cannot export it. We cannot give it to anyone else. Who will be interested?
Ako naš model ne funkcionira među nama, nećemo ga moći izvesti van, koga će on zanimati.
So we have a powerful duty to walk our talk, or we have a powerful duty to create a viable environment that then people can look at and notice and become interested.
I iz toga imamo vrlo važnu dužnost da napravimo takav okoliš koji će osobe gledati I koji će željeti prihvatiti.
We're not just a religion, we're not just a church, we're not just a philosophical organization, or social, or metaphysical.
Mi nismo samo religija, nismo samo crkva, nismo samo neko filozofsko ili metafizičko društvo.
Although in one sense, our mission includes all of those things.
Iako u jednom smislu, naša misija uključuje sve te stvari.
Sometimes people may say, oh, Krishna devotees to have a nice philosophy, but people want to see better how it is working.
Kad ljudi znaju reći, o da, ti Hare Krishna Bhakti imaju jako lijepu filozofiju, međutim, oni žele vidjeti kako će to profunkcionirati.
When most people join an organization, they're looking for a better material life.
Većina ljudi koje se pridruži nekoj organizaciji traga za boljim materijalnim životom.
At least they're looking how to be free of certain problems in their life.
Ili makar teže za pronalaženjem nekih boljih odgovora za materijalne probleme.
And in most cases they're looking for better family life, better peace of mind, better education, more protection. These are some of the issues.
A uglavnom tragaju za nekim mirom uma, boljim obiteljskim životom i tako dalje.
So we have a duty to see that those things are there.
I naša je dužnost pobrinuti se da te stvari postoje.
So that people will feel very attracted.
Tako da će ljudi biti jako privučeni.
Bhaktivinod Thakur in his Shikshamrita, you've probably heard before, has explained that four things are necessary in order for success.
Vjerojatno ste već čuli da je Bhaktivinod Thakur u svojoj Shikshamriti objasnio kako postoje četiri stvari nužne za uspjeh.
He explains, if one is a Paramahamsa, then these things are not important. Otherwise, everyone and every community must honor these four things.
I on objašnjava da ove četiri stvari nisu potrebne jedino Paramahamsama, svima ostalima one su nužne.
He says, first, there must be proper care of the body.
On kaže, prvo se trebamo pravilno pobrinuti za svoje tijelo.
So we say that we're not these bodies, but we have to take proper care of the body so we do not have to think so much about the body.
Mi tvrdimo da nismo ovo tijelo, međutim trebamo se za njega brinuti kako nam ono ne bi stvaralo nevolje.
Just like, for instance, when you're very sick, you're so much thinking of the body, the mind, the consciousness is not very strong.
Na primjer, kada ste jako bolesni, onda previše mislite na svoje tijelo i vaš um i svjesnost nisu vrlo snažni.
So if we are Paramahamsa, we don't have to worry about the body. If we're already Uttamadhikar, we don't have to worry about it.
Ako smo Paramahamsa i Uttamadhikari, nije potrebno da brinemo za svoja tijela.
Otherwise, we have to take good care of the body so that we are less body-oriented, body-conscious.
No u drugim slučajevima trebamo se pravilno brinuti za tijelo kako bismo ga bili manje svjesni.
Second, proper stimulation for the mind.
Druga stvar je pravilno stimuliranje uma.
He explains that after you take care of the body, then we must be careful about the mind, what is happening in the mind.
I on objašnjava da nakon što smo se pobrinuli za svoje tijelo, također trebamo paziti što se događa u našem umu.
We know the mind is our best friend or our greatest enemy.
Znamo da nam um može biti najbolji prijatelj i najveći neprijatelj.
Satchidananda Swami will be talking a lot about controlling the mind in his seminar.
U svom će seminaru Satchidananda Maharaj govoriti više o ovladavanju umom.
So if the mind is not satisfied, then even if you take care of the body, one will have failure in his or her life.
Ukoliko nismo ovladali svojim umom, čak i ako je tijelo u redu, nećemo biti uspješni.
And if in the community of devotees, if we are not being sensitive to the body care and to the proper stimulation of the mind, then the community will gradually be a failure.
A u jednoj zajednici, ukoliko se ne brinemo pravilno za svoje tijelo i ukoliko ne stimuliramo pravilno um, ta će zajednica također propasti.
Next three, he explains the need for a sense of social well-being.
Treća stvar koju objašnjava je potreba za društvenom dobrobiti.
Just like in Japataka Maharaj's class today, he was talking a little bit about social care.
Danas je Japataka Maharaj govorio nešto o socijalnoj skrbi.
Again, we say we're not these bodies, but at the same time, we have the body, and it belongs to Krishna, so we must take care of it so Krishna will be pleased.
I dalje kažemo, mi nismo ovo tijelo, međutim, mi posjedujemo ovo tijelo, a kako je ono Krišnino, trebamo se za njega brinuti.
Just like our duty as devotees is we're to see everything belonging to Krishna.
Naša dužnost kao bhakta je da vidimo da sve pripada Krishni.
So understand what that means. We are the caretakers. Krishna is the owner.
Trebate shvatiti što to znači. Mi samo brinemo za stvari, a Krishna je pravi vlasnik.
That means our house, our car, all of these things, we take good care because it belongs to Krishna.
To znači da se jako lijepo brinemo za svoj auto i kuću zato što oni pripadaju Krishni.
Even our children, our husband, our wife, we say they do not belong to us, we are caretakers, they belong to Krishna.
Čak i za svoju djecu ili bračne supružnike kažemo da ne pripadaju nama, već Krishni, i stoga se za njih brinemo.
Now why is it so important? If we understand that our children belong to God, then we will treat them even better than if we accept that they only belong to ourselves.
Zbog čega je to važno? Ukoliko shvatimo da naša djeca pripadaju Bogu, brinut ćemo se za njih još bolje nego da tvrdimo da su ona samo naša.
If we say my children belong to ourselves, my wife, my husband belong to ourselves, then if we want to ignore them, if we want to deny them, we want to beat them, then we do, because we say it's after all it's my property.
I ukoliko kažemo da naša djeca ili bračni supružnici pripadaju nama, bit ćemo ih u stanju ignorirati, zanemarivati, tući ili raditi bilo što s njima, jer ćemo tvrditi da to naše vlasništvo prema kojemu se možemo obhoditi po svojoj želji.
But if we understand they belong to Krishna, then we have to treat them the way that the real owner would be pleased.
Međutim, ukoliko kažemo da oni pripadaju Krishni, tada ćemo se prema njima ophoditi onako kako znamo da bi se pravi vlasnik želio ophoditi prema njima.
If we have this mentality, there'll be no child abuse, there'll be no spouse abuse, there'll be no divorce, but everyone will be treating each other with such care and such love.
Kad bismo ovo doista shvatili, ne bi bilo maltretiranja djece, maltretiranja bračnih supružnika i razvoda, jer bismo prema svima se ponašali onako kako bi se Krishna prema njima ponašao.
Because we'll be thinking, Krishna is watching, it belongs to Krishna, and we must treat the person the way that Krishna himself would be most pleased.
I tada bi uvijek imali na umu da su oni Krišnini, da nas Krišna gleda, i ophodili bi se prema njima onako kako bi Krišna to najviše želio.
So we think of social well-being. For us as devotees, we're thinking how to take care of property, of each other, the way that Krishna would be pleased.
I kada govorimo o društvenoj skrbi među baktama, to znači da se jedni prema drugima i prema vlasništvu ophodimo tako da Krishna bude zadovoljan.
Like in most religions, we hear you must love your neighbor as yourself.
U većini religija možemo čuti da trebamo voljeti svoje susjede kao same sebe.
But as Vaishnavas, we must love the neighbor even more than ourselves.
No, kao Vaishnave, trebamo susjede voljeti i više nego sebe.
We say daso smi, dasu, dasonu, das. We say that we, I am your servant.
I kažemo, ja sam tvoj sluga.
We call everyone Prabhu, Prabhu, Prabhu. That means you are my master, you are my master, you are my master.
I svih zovemo Prabhu, Prabhu, Prabhu. To znači, ti si moj gospodar, ti si moj gospodar. I ti si moj gospodar.
So if we treat someone impersonally, that is not the mood of a Vaishnava.
Ako se prema nekome obhodimo impersonalno, znači da nemamo raspoloženje Vaishnave.
If we treat someone as if we own them, that is not the mood of a Vaishnava.
Ako se prema nekom obhodimo kada su oni naše vlasništvo, ni tada nemamo raspoloženje Vaishnave.
But we must treat them with such love as we recognize they belong to Krishna.
Trebamo se obhoditi prema njima s takvom ljubavlju, priznajući da oni pripadaju Krishni.
So Bhaktivinoda is giving us these four things. There's three, social well-being. And the last one is study of Shastra.
Četvrta od ovih stvari koje navodi Bhaktivinoda Thakur jest proučavanje, studiranje Shastra.
So he has made it clear. For an individual devotee, as well as for a community to be successful, there must be healthy concentration on these particular four issues.
I da on je dao do znanja da kako pojedincu, tako je i društvu potrebno usredotočavanje na ove četiri stvari da bismo bili uspješni.
So we look at the list, proper care of the body.
Pogledajte na ovdje na pravilnu brigu za tijelo.
We are not the bodies, but if we don't take care of the body, then we have to be so much more body conscious.
Mi nismo tijelo, no ukoliko se ne pobrinemo za tijelo, morat ćemo biti puno svjesni tijela.
If we are working with our body and we are repressing, but our mind is not satisfied, there's going to be fall down and difficulties sometime in the future.
I ako nešto radimo, ali smo pod velikim stresom, nakon nekog vremena jednostavno više nećemo biti u stanju obavljati taj posao.
And because we are social beings, we are engaged in sadhu sangha, we are constantly interacting in various types of relationships, so we need healthy social stimulation.
I budući smo mi društvena bića i neprestano imamo neku vrstu sadhu sange, druženja sa drugim osobama, moramo također biti zdrava društvena osoba.
And then, to put it all together, we have the study of the scriptures.
I na kraju potrebno je proučavati svete spise.
Sometimes we look at the whole of human existence and we say that we go through different states of evolution.
Ponekad gledamo i govorimo da postoje različite stupnjevi evolucije u društvu.
Anomoya, gyanomoya, pranomoya, vijnanomoya. Anomoya, anomoya is a stage when one is just looking for something to eat.
Anamaya je stupanj na kojem samo osoba samo traži hranu.
Pranamaya, protection.
Pranamaya je stupanj na kojem se traži zaštita.
Once there is protection, then one is thinking something, maybe philosophical, some knowledge one is trying to acquire.
Kad je osoba zaštićena, tada možda počinje tražiti neke dublje filozofske uvide.
And then once there is acquiring of knowledge, then we try to ask the deep philosophical questions. What is the nature of life?
A kada se to zadovolji, onda osoba počinje postavljati dublja filozofska pitanja, kao na primjer što je priroda života.
And mundane biology, anthropology, psychology, they also have certain stages of development.
I svjetovna sociologija i antropologija također objašnjavaju neke određene stupnjeve razvoja.
Somewhat similar to the Vaishnav line.
Koji su u nekoliko slični vaishnavskom objašnjenju.
That an individual or community at its most basic level it's dealing with physiological needs.
I oni također kažu da se ljudi i društva u najosnovnijem obliku jednostavno bave problemom preživljavanja.
That means when a society, a civilization, or an individual is not very advanced, then they're just thinking only about eating, sleeping, just thinking about the physical things. That's it.
I kada društvo ili pojedinci nisu vrlo razvijeni, oni tragaju samo za najosnovnijim stvarima kao što su jedenje i spavanje.
And when there's a little more advancement, then there's concerns about safety, defense, protection.
Kada ponešto uznapreduju, počinju se postavljati pitanja zaštite, sigurnosti.
A little more advancement, there's the need for association, affiliation. One wants to be a part of a certain group, club, or organization.
Kada se još dalje napreduje, tada osoba počinje željeti neki kontakt sa drugim osobama, neke osjećaje, naročito osjećaje pripadnosti nekoj zajednici ili skupini.
A little more advancement, one is looking for prestige, self-esteem.
Kada je osoba još naprednija, traži za nekim ugledom i poštovanjem.
And then the higher level is self-actualization, or one is looking for self-realization.
A na još višem stupnju osoba traga za samoispunjenjem.
So what we have with Shikshamrita given by Bhakti Vinod is these four principles.
Bhakti Vinod nam u Shikshamriti govori o ova četiri načela.
So it's including the needs for the individual and the civilization.
Koja uključuju potrebe kako pojedinca, tako i civilizacije.
Now, some people and some civilizations never advance past the first or second level.
Neki ljudi u određenim civilizacijama nikad ne napreduju dalje od prvog ili drugog stupnja.
Even most of modern day civilization hasn't advanced past the second level.
Čak i većina današnje moderne civilizacije jedva prešla taj prag prvog i drugog stupnja.
That's anamoya and pranamoya, just mainly eating and now protecting, defense.
Ljudi uglavnom samo tragaju za jelom i za zaštitom i obranom.
You see different national states, governments, countries, so much fighting each other, trying to get resources, trying to claim proprietorship.
Možete vidjeti koliko postoji raznih borbi između dvije nacije koje jednostavno žele samo što više posjedovati.
Keep in mind that nations is just similar to individuals.
Imajte na umu da je riječ nacija vrlo slična pojedincu.
We say the family is the microcosm of the nation.
Kaže se da je obitelj mikrokozmos nacije.
When there's healthy family life, then there's a healthy nation.
Kada je obiteljski život zdrav, tada je cijela nacija zdrava.
When people are fighting too much in interpersonal relationships, fighting too much in the families, then you'll see that the nations will be fighting more.
Ako primijetite da se ljudi više bore između sebe i unutar obitelji, vidjet ćete također da se to odražava na taj način da se i nacije više bore međusobno.
This is why throughout much of our discussion we'll talk about the individual and the community, but it's really the same thing.
I zato ćemo tijekom naših rasprava puno govoriti o pojedincu i o skupini, no vidjet ćete da je to više manje isto.
Because actually what is a community? It's a combination or aggregation of individuals.
Jer što je zajednica? To je jednostavno skup većeg broja pojedinaca.
So communities go through different cycles also.
Zajednice također imaju određene cikluse.
Just like as adults, we go through different cycles. We come from a baby to a child to a teenager to an adult.
Isto tako kao što jedna osoba od djeteta, od bebe postaje dijete, potom teenager i odrasla osoba.
Or just as a body, a community is a body, an individual body. Sometimes it's healthy, sometimes it's sick, sometimes it's dying, sometimes it's dead.
Upravo tako zajednica može funkcionirati kao tijelo koje je kad zdravo, kad bolesno, nekad umire, a nekad je mrtvo.
So a body, a community is similar. It has a certain consciousness. Based on the aggregate of individuals, it creates a certain consciousness.
I na sličan način funkcionira zajednica koja je skup više pojedinačnih svijesti.
So we want to think in these next few days of a community is like something that's alive.
Ovih sljedećih par dana želimo razmišljati o zajednici kao o nečemu živome.
Sometimes we talk about the Bhakti Lata Bija, the devotional creeper.
Ponekad govorimo o Bhakti Lata Biji, o puzavici predanog služenja.
We emphasize you must water the creeper with proper, strong sisadna.
I govorimo o tome kako je tu puzavicu potrebno zalijevati pravilnom sadanom.
Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam. This process of hearing, remembering, chanting, etc.
Odnosno procesom slušanja, pjevanja, sjećanja i tako dalje.
So when we water our individual creepers nicely, then it grows and grows. One becomes strong in spiritual consciousness.
Kada na osobnom nivou tako zalijevamo svoju puzavicu, ona se više i više raste i jača.
And we do not water it, just like a plant. If you do not water it properly, it will dry up and even die.
A upravo kao i biljka, ona će se osušiti i umriti ukoliko je ne zalijevate.
So there's a jnana beach, there's a karma beach, there's a bhakti lata beach, and there's a community beach.
I isto kao što postoji karma biđa, gyana biđa i bhakti lata biđa, tako postoji ta biđa ili sjemenka društva.
And so according to how that is being watered determines how it is growing.
I ono će se razvijati onako kako je zalijevamo.
Okay, so we're going to constantly stop and interact and form groups on different topics. So we're going to do this in one second.
I za trenutak ćemo se podijeliti i početi razgovarati unutar skupina o raznim temama.
I remember we had you count off into tens.
Sjećate kako smo se podijelili na brojeve po 10.
Now when we have you assemble in your groups of 10, when you assemble, you have to choose amongst yourself one person who is going to be the spokesman of that group.
Kada se podijelite u grupe, trebate izabrati jednu osobu među vama koja će biti glasnogovornik.
It's actually best if possible that one person can write some things down.
I najbolje je da ta osoba nešto i zapisuje.
So hopefully some of you brought some paper and some pencil.
Nadam se da su neki od vas ponijeli olovku i papir.
If you didn't, you can loan it to someone who's going to be the scribe.
A ukoliko jeste, onda možete posuditi osobi koja će biti zapisničar.
Some of you came in late. If you did not have a number, then you just find a group once we situate everyone and you join it.
Oni od vas koji su došli kasnije i nemaju svoj broj, mogu se kasnije priključiti grupama kad se one formiraju.
Now in our first grouping, we want you to discuss for 10 minutes in your group. We want you to discuss what are some of the problems that you find outstanding in your own community.
Želim da unutar s prve grupe 10 minuta razgovarate o tome koje probleme smatrate najizraženijima u vašoj zajednici.
So when you assemble in your small groups of 10, then you choose one person who's going to be the spokesman, who's going to write things down, and will coordinate the group. And so you start speaking amongst yourself some of the things that you feel are some problems or one problem that you like to share in your community in general.
I kada se tako podijelimo, želio bih da izaberete jednu osobu koja će sve zapisivati, biti glasnogovornik i koordinirati grupom, te da onda raspravite o ovoj temi međusobno.
You only share one or two. You don't go on and on and on.
I potom podijelite s nama jednu ili dvije zamisli do kojih ste došli. Molim vas, nemojte samo nabrajati.
We just want a little bit of variety of what you see, some particular issue, some problem.
I željeli bismo imati vrlo raznolik popis tih problema.
Because part of the reason for this course is to give some application, some ways how to improve.
Jer je dio ovog, jer je ovaj seminar dijelom namijenjen tome da bismo se poboljšali i pokušali razriješiti neke probleme.
And even to be able to avoid some things before they even happen.
Pa čak je dijelom namijenjen i tome da izbjegnemo neke stvari koje je to moguće napraviti.
You see, we are associating to as a culture for re-spiritualization.
Imajte na umu da se mi družimo unutar jedne kulture namijenjene produhovljenju.
So it means we have to accept the culture ourselves and then be able to share it with others.
To znači da sami možemo prihvatiti kulturu, a potom je podijeliti s drugima.
You see, there are different types of communities.
Vidite, postoje različite vrste zajednica.
There's first what is called community by accident.
Prva se naziva slučajnom zajednicom.
That's something has happened and people find themselves just coming together by some accident practically.
To znači da se nešto dogodi i ljudi slučajno oblikuju neku vrstu zajednice.
And two, there's community by circumstance.
Zatim postoje zajednice nastale iz okolnosti.
People happen to be in the same club, they're in the same philosophy, the same religion, they happen to be in a certain disaster, so they come together, but something has happened that has brought them together.
Znači, na primjer, osobe pripadaju istom klubu ili ih je zbližila neka nesreća ili su istih filozofskih ili religijskih uvjerenja.
And three, there's community by design or intentional community.
I potom postoji osmišljena zajednica, namjerno stvorena.
So the last one, community, no, three, by design, is a plan, plan community. People are aware of what they're doing, and they're conscious, and they're participating based on that consciousness.
Osmišljena zajednica znači da ljudi planiraju, da unaprijed promišljaju čemu bi ona trebala služiti i na taj način djeluju.
So community by accident is not going to be very powerful because some unusual thing has brought people together, some usually unfortunate circumstance.
Ova slučajna zajednica obično nije vrlo snažna i najčešće se oblikuje kada se ljudi nađu u nekim nesretnim okolnostima.
Just an example, even an accident. Somebody has in a car accident, so now they're in a hospital on a certain floor with other patients. So by accident they're all together.
Na primjer, možemo uzeti neku automobilsku nesreću i osoba koja završi u bolnici sasvim će slučajno tvoriti zajednicu sa osobama koje su u istoj sobi s njom.
So soon as they're healthy, they're gone.
Čim zdrave, takve će osobe otići.
Community by circumstance, people are living in the same neighborhood because they are very poor, so because the economic situation, they're in that neighborhood.
Zajednica stvorena pod određenim okolnostima znači da se na primjer ljudi na primjer žive na istom mjestu zato što su siromašni, to su njihove okolnosti.
So they get a better job, get more money, they leave that community. It's not a serious commitment.
Ukoliko oni dobiju više novca ili dobiju bolji posao, oni će najvjerojatnije napustiti tu zajednicu jer nisu snažno vezani za nju.
Third is community by design or plan. People have a certain philosophy, they choose to live together, you know, based on that philosophy.
A treća zajednica je osmišljena, odnosno tučine je ljudi koji imaju određenu filozofiju, određeno uvjerenja i iz njih žive zajedno.
People go to a university, they want to study medicine, they want to study law, and so they live together because they have a certain plan.
To su na primjer studenti medicine ili prava koji imaju iste ciljeve i zbog toga žive zajedno kako bi ih ostvarili.
So as devotees we are in the third category, community by design.
Kao bhakte nalazimo se u ovoj trećoj kategoriji osmišljene zajednice.
It's very planned, given to us by the shastra.
Ona je isplanirana i temelji se na šastrama.
We have certain specific goals that we're trying to acquire.
Imamo neke specifične ciljeve koje želimo ostvariti.
See, we are practicing by being together of how we can prepare ourselves to go back to the spiritual world.
Živeći zajedno, mi se uvježbavamo kako bismo se vratili u duhovni svijet.
And the spiritual world is not just a group of yogis, it's a community. It's an eternal community.
Duhovni svijet nije samo skupina jogija, to je zajednica koja je vječna.
So if we're having too much trouble in our associations, we have to look close at what is the problem.
Ukoliko imamo nekih problema prilikom naših društvenih odnosa, trebamo pogledati u čemu je problem.
Because in the spiritual world, it's not that everybody is just thinking of Krishna. Everyone is relating to each other as if they are all Krishna.
U duhovnom svijetu svi ne misle samo na Krišnu, već i imaju međusobne odnose, upravo kao da je svaka druga osoba također Krišna.
In other words, it's not that people are thinking, in hell with everybody, let me just wait till Krishna comes.
To znači, nije da osobe tamo misle, ah, dobro ga sa svim ovim drugim ljudima, samo ću čekati Krišnu.
But they have the opulences of Krishna. So they're excited when they're together, and then when Krishna comes, it's even more explosive.
Jer svi oni posjeduju određena Krišnina obilja i stoga su